They're known as Ann Arbor Movers with Community Roots. They are two men and a truck. Movers who care. They give a lot back to the community. We're going to be talking about that. But they also have something brand new that they have started. And joining us today to talk about it is Charlene Bush. She's the marketing manager for Two Men and a Truck. You have now added junk removal to your portfolio.
Yes, we have. We think it's a perfect pairing for a moving service.
So how did you come up with this idea to add this in after all these years?
Our owner, Alan Oversmith, has had this in his mind for a long time and had reached out to our corporate office about it. And they actually sent out a survey to past customers nationwide with different services. And this came back by far the most popular choice that people would be interested in seeing us add as a line of service to our business. So,
who are your customers? Are we talking about people cleaning out their houses, moving? How does this work?
There are a lot of different ways to use this service. We actually have the truck out today, and it is a customer who is moving, and they want to purge the house of all the things they don't want to take with them to the new house. So we are going to take all of those items. And the nice thing about it is a lot of people have like a junk day in their community. The township offers it. And I don't know about you, but I have that on my calendar. So I know when that's coming, so I can take all the stuff I don't want. But you have to do the work yourself, and you have to get it over there. Now you can call Two Men in a Truck, and we will show up with the truck. Our guys will load everything up. They will haul it away to the dump, and you don't have to do a thing.
You mean they'll take it out of the house?
We will take it out of the house for you.
Oh, I love this.
We'll take it out of your garage. So if you think about all the bags of leaves that you're going to have this fall, if your garbage company doesn't take them, what do you do with it?
Oh, even leaves.
Even leaves.
And many communities are changing their policies on how they're disposing of those. So what other kinds of items are you thinking about that you would pick up? Everything that we would constitute junk?
Everything that we would constitute junk. Hazardous materials, some of those we might not be able to take, and that would depend on what the dump is deeming acceptable.
Okay.
And some dumps will charge an additional fee for appliances, especially if there's Freon or mattresses, things like that. So it just depends on what community we are removing items from and what the policy is at the dump. And we can tell you that ahead of time.
And you're doing one flat fee though, right?
Correct. Depending on how much space on a truck we actually fill up for you.
Okay. So flat fee based on the size of the load, and people can call your office for a quote. Now, Ann Arbor in the Two Men in a Truck system is the very first place to have a junk removal truck.
Yes, we are nationwide. So that's pretty exciting for us. Our corporate office was out last week and we did a big kind of unveiling. We had a lot of people out from the corporate office and we had a demonstration on how the truck works. And of course, for Two Men in a Truck, this is huge. This is groundbreaking. So we're very excited.
And I understand you're working on a special truck too that's going to do a multiple of things, an interchangeable container.
Correct. So we're designing it now. So for next year, we hope to have another truck where we can either put a box on it, so if we need it for moving, or we can put the container on it if we need to use it for junk. So it would be interchangeable.
Hmm. Give people an idea of things they might have in their home that they probably should be getting rid of. They've just been sitting there. Sometimes we get tunnel vision when we go into our own houses and you don't see things that could really ease up some space for you.
Right. So if you think about your basement, how many things collect down there, especially if you have kids that are grown and gone and they've moved into their own homes now and all the stuff that you've held on to from the time that they were little that maybe they don't want. You thought you'd save baby clothes or school projects, or I have tons of books in my basement. I don't even know what's in my boxes of books. Things like that. Other instances might be if you had a flood in your basement and things are wet and they're ruined and you need to get rid of them. Or you want to park in your garage before the snow flies and there's no room. What types of things do you put in there that you really haven't looked at? A lot of times we have boxes in different rooms and we don't even know what's in it anymore. So if you haven't looked in the box in several years, you may not need it. And if you need that extra space, you can call us. We'll come take it.
And are you only disposing of these in junkyards, or are you recycling items? Are you going through items? How are you making those decisions?
Based on just what the the dump will take. You know, if they do some recycling of the items, then obviously they would be able to do that. But we are at this time are not sorting items.
Okay. And your license, bonded?
Insured. And so our movers and drivers are trained just like they would be for any move service that we do. So the same customer service level that you have come to expect for two men in a truck, we offer the same with our junk removal service. So our drivers are cross-trained. They can drive either a moving truck or they can drive the junk truck, but they do have to go through a training program in order to be able to do that. So it's just a few drivers at this point who are driving this junk truck for
us. This is a great addition to your company. And I also want to mention, we've talked about this before, but I don't think a lot of people realize that if they buy something at a store, that you will actually, you can do some delivery as well.
We can. We're happy to pick up items. If you purchase a big item, let's say the Christmas season is coming and the store that you purchase from does not offer delivery, we charge an hourly rate. We can go pick up ping pong tables or Lazy Boy chairs or new furniture or treadmill or whatever it is that's on someone's Christmas list that you're purchasing. We're happy to do that for you and then deliver it right into the home.
No more scrambling around to think of what friend do I have that owns a truck, Dean Erskine. Always looking for that one friend who has a truck.
Oh, now, we're happy to save Dean's back too.
Yeah, right. Well, and finding the truck's one thing. Getting the muscle to help you is completely different.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's nice that Two Men in a Truck does this as well. You can Google Two Men in a Truck Ann Arbor and the Ann Arbor location will come up, and you can find out more about this new service they have for junk removal, and whether it's one item or a whole bin full.
Correct. We can make multiple trips, too. So depending on what you've got going on, the size of your home, if you need to downsize, if you need to purge before moving, we're happy to do that.
Ann Arbor being the first market for Two Men in a Truck, do you anticipate this rolling out then for the other locations?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Great idea. Junk removal. A lot of people saying this is what they need in their homes. People need to de-junk, and there's an easy way to do it. It's less stress on you as the homeowner to get rid of items that you need to and get on with your day.
Yes, and we're happy to help you with that.
Two Men in a Truck. Charlene Bush, marketing manager, home business storage, long distance moving, and now junk removal as well. They do it all. Google Two Men in a Truck and Ann Arbor, and you'll get to the specific location here. You can also call them at 734-418-0575.
Correct.
That's 418-0575, and you can get a quote for their new service, junk removal, as well. Great connecting with you again, Charlene.
You as well. Thank you for having
me. Thank you. And tell Alan we said hi as well.
I will do that. Thanks so much.
Owner of Two Men in a Truck, Alan Oversmith. And our thanks to Charlene Bush, marketing manager for Two Men in a Truck. On our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. For more information about Bragg Ann Arbor, go to BraggAnnArbor.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.